And then it says at the top of our show sheet here, Hoff, I guess, has a bad ear infection. What's going on, Hoff? Yeah, you dealing with a little, you have some issues going on there or what?
Yeah, what bothers me even more is that it took two and a half hours for you guys to recognize what was on the top of the sheet.
Yeah, I don't read that stuff.
Exactly. What's the point of me doing it?
No, it is good. It's training you, number one, to get the topics in for your own show. And number two, in case we do need something, it's right there in front of us. It's like a little check down option.
Here's what he wrote. Hoff has a bad ear. This is what he wrote about himself. Hoff has a bad ear infection, is a cranky biatch because he didn't get any sleep, and he can't hear out of his right ear. You've been warned.
Yeah, I was wondering why he's abnormally silent today.
Very quiet.
Yeah, and his voice, of course, Hoff's voice on this show is primarily through the music.
Mm-hmm.
As he
does a good job with that.
Last
song aside.
Yeah, I've never heard of that last song. You want to explain
yourself
on that one?
Dude, you never saw That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks?
No, can't say that.
Is that a movie? I don't say that.
Yes.
No, I don't know that one.
It was a huge movie.
I know,
about
Money Pit.
20
Big.
Years ago. He was like the agent.
Really?
These kids were local. They created a song. It was a hit. It was like based in like the 60s or 70s or whatever it was.
Mm-mm.
Come on. It was huge, yeah.
No. Speaking of movies.
It's huge.
So when you left, you texted us that Friday. The last time we did a show together, you said you were leaving to take Colt to go see Superman.
Took him.
And that was that before Frances's review or that was
yes,
after?
Yes, it was before it.
Okay, before Frances's review, and then since you've seen Mike's scathing review of it.
He had an issue with the dog.
I got your review of it. You said you loved it, and then I heard Mike's, and then Stu Feiner's, and then I went to see it this week. All right, so give me your thoughts. You and Colt both enjoyed it?
We both loved it. I mean, listen, the scenes with the... Well, I love dogs. I love animals, but that was a little gimmicky. But he's 10, so it's good for him still as a younger
right.
kid. I thought it was great. I honestly really, really enjoyed it. Listen, it's... It's very rare for me to go to a movie and be, like, I don't want to say immersed, but where I feel like there's a spectacle going on. I just feel like either because I'm getting older or the movies were different or both.
Yeah.
That movies don't really hit me the way that they used to. So it hit us in a way that it seemed big, which I appreciated.
Awesome.
I enjoyed it,
nice
man.
Escape. That's what it's supposed to be. Now, you went in better because you didn't have any expectations. I went in hearing Mike ripping it to shreds and hearing Stu Feiner. I don't know if you heard either of these two.
I didn't hear Stu's.
Stu was the opposite. Like, I love this movie. I'd see it again. I think he did see it two times. It's the greatest thing ever. If you don't like it, you've got issues. I'm like, all right, well, I got to see this movie. I wasn't going to see it and told like the opposite ends of the spectrum. And then I needed to come up with my own thoughts on it. And I went in, though, with already knowing what Mike said about it.
Okay.
And if I had to lean one way, like Stu... One end positive, Mike, the other end negative.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably lean more with Mike. I thought it was good and I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I get what Mike was talking about, saying Superman's getting beat up the whole movie and basically the dog is the hero. And there is a frustrating element to that when you go in wanting to see a superhero dominate. I know there's going to be some down periods, but he was getting his face beat in the entire movie.
It was. The thing about Superman, though, like when I was a kid, I never really thought Superman was cool at all. Hmm. I just didn't because, you know, all right, Man of Steel, all right, we all know what his powers were. But to me, like, Batman with the utility belt, that was dope. And the Batmobile and, you know, Spider-Man slinging from different buildings. I'm talking about as a kid watching cartoons. The Hall of Justice, the Iron Man, Green Lantern, Aquaman, you know, even Wonder Woman. I just think Superman's powers were... I don't know. Like, I never, even the original with Christopher Reeve, like when he kicks the ball or throws the ball, it goes like a mile.
Yeah.
I know it was made in the 70s, so it's obviously dated there. But Superman never really gripped me as a superhero myself. So the way he was presented here, even though he was getting his ass kicked most of the movie, it hit me in a way that I didn't think that it would. I liked it. But I'm surprised that you would lean more on Mike's. Like, if it was a mob movie or historic, I know Mike loves his movies, but Mike doesn't love superheroes. No, like, what is...
I'm just saying that I didn't love it, and I wanted to go in and enjoy it. Man, my wife loved it.
But did you at least like it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I did. I thought it was good. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was awful, but I could... I guess what I'm saying, I could understand Mike's perspective on it more than I could Stu. Now, you're right. Mike is not a big superhero guy, whatever it may be, so he's going to hate that, I guess. Not all the time, but in this particular case, where me, I'm going in where, yeah, I could like superheroes and I'm all for it. I didn't love them. I thought it was okay. Now, I do want to go back and watch the other ones because I remember liking the one with Amy Adams.
I love Amy Adams.
From 2013, but that got bad reviews. But I remember enjoying that version of Superman.
Okay, well, what about Happy Gilmore 2? I know we both watched that over the weekend, Netflix.
Is there a way, like, you want to give a grade on it out of a scale of 5 or 10?
Sure, sure. I would say for me, it's pretty much exactly what I thought that it was. I'd go about a 3.5, 4. You know, I want to go almost lower. I don't think it was well written. I don't. And I love that. You love Sandler. Yeah, I love him almost as much. I love the Sandman. Who doesn't? But, yeah, it was a regurgitation. Like, it didn't seem like a very intelligent script. But then again, I'm not looking for intelligence with Adam Sandler. It just hit me. Like, if they would have come out with Dumb and Dumber again, and I used to love Dumb and Dumber. God, I watched that so many times.
You'd watch it again.
I'm saying, like, if they came out with Dumb and Dumber 2, Lloyd and... Well, did they?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't see it. Jeez.
What was it called? Hop, what was the Dumb and Dumber? Yeah, they did come out with a new one a couple years ago.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Yeah, well, something like that.
Dumber and Dumbass?
I don't know, man. I liked how they brought back the characters. They did hit, like, even the guy who had the nail in his head, the big monster Andre, his son was there. I'm forgetting his name.
Bogdan Bogdanovich or whatever. What's the guy's name?
Bogdanovich, you got it right.
Is that it? Okay, yeah. That who played him?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're talking about the newer one now.
Yes.
Yeah. I just, you know, it was, but I didn't. I love nostalgia. That's why there's certain things I could watch forever. And if they came out with a Happy Gilmore 3, I would watch it. But let's face it, it was not a cinematic prize.
Did you watch it solo or with the family?
I watched it by myself.
Me too. Same thing. Same in bed. All right, Dad's going to watch Happy Gilmore 2. And I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I came away with it laughing. But was it as good as Happy Gilmore, the original?
No way.
Of course not.
I didn't laugh much.
Yeah. I did laugh a couple
of times. Good for you.
Scotty Scheffler in the.
Scotty was pretty good, actually.
That was good.
I like how they had all the cameos were as money as they could get.
Yeah. I thought it was good, and I love anything the Sandman does. It's just a part of me is sad to see him getting old because that means we're all getting old.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the reality of the situation. The movie came out, 30 years ago?
I don't like when they killed off his wife so fast.
Yeah.
I love her. I wanted her to be around. Big fan. Modern Family? Oh, my God. She's tremendous.
Hoff says he has breaking news here.
Yeah. You want to try good news in a bad way?
No,
bad news in a good way?
It's bad news?
For some people, yeah.
Go ahead. Hit us with it.
So,
not in a good way. Just give us the actual
news. Okay. Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's sports betting investigation.
Wow. Maybe he threw the Yankee game. Maybe he grooved a couple of fastballs last year. Wow.
And that's from passing. So that's a legit story.
Dude.
Wow. Yanks ain't getting him, not of the Mets.
Dude, but this is a bigger problem sports with gambling.
What did they expect?
Who was the other pitcher that had an issue? Was it another Guardian?
Luis Ortiz. This is the second Guardian that's in the investigation.
Yeah, I think Ortiz just came back. Like, I think he was engulfed in that a year ago, if I'm the same guy.
So there's an investigation. He hasn't been found guilty of anything yet.
Right, but he's on,
It's to me, it's a major problem. We all knew that this was going to be an issue. Mm. At some point, with sports getting in bed with the gambling or gambling becoming legal, dude, and some of those clips you saw, the first one with, what was his name, Ortiz, you just said?
Yeah.
You saw the pitches. Like, it was obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about one of the game's premier closers, Class A, being...
That's bad news, man. I mean, that's bad. I mean, but this is the... Listen, the temptation's always there. You know, it's become more sophisticated. Clearly, this is not the 70s or 80s, you know, on the corner on a payphone with the mob. If you don't pay, you know, breaking kneecaps. But you've always had the ability to bet. And I don't know what these entities thought. You know, whether it's the NCAA, whether it's MLB, NFL, it becomes so mainstream that you're going to have more issues. So the money that you get doing business with them, hopefully it's worth it.
Yeah, this is just, to me, man, without true competition, like, the more guys that get nailed like this, especially the more prominent names, and there will be more. There was a few in the NFL that we've already know about.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously with baseball,
Falcons receiver.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley. Yeah. The bigger the names, the worse it's going to become. But just as a fan, how do you trust ultimately? You know, football season's coming. We're going to be betting a lot of money on football, right? When I say where, I mean us an audience.
Society.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to be betting a lot of fantasy, this and that. Once you have the authenticity or legitimacy of the games compromised, you know, these effing refs going back to Donaghy or whatever the hell, like, dude, without legit competition, there is no sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be sitting there watching. We shouldn't be sitting there watching these games worried about if a pitcher's throwing a pitch or a player is throwing a game or a drop or whatever it may be, or missing a shot. Like, it just can't happen.
It's funny. I still won't think that. Even if Class A, so they're just starting this investigation. Now, is it, did he throw it? Did he provide somebody with information? Like, there's varying degrees here. I'd love to, the allegations are one thing. I'd love to know, if anything, what his role is. Like, if he grooves a fastball, on purpose, then he tries to blow a save. That's one thing. If he has a friend and he's like, hey,
first pitch is going to be a ball.
That's one way, sure. Or my teammate's hamstring is a little balky right now. Maybe you take the under in terms of innings pitch. There's so many different variations of it. I got to let this play out, but I still don't think that. I think that I would think that more in individual sports, like in the fight game, whether it's boxing or MMA, or even golf, where, hey, I could just miss a putt. I can miss it by 3 inches, but I can miss the putt, or whatever. Or even tennis, and we've had tennis issues. So it's not optimal, that's for sure, but I just want to see what the level of involvement was before I say it's going to impact how I watch the games differently.
I really believe with this, there should be a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah. Well, there was with Pete Rose.
Yes, I mean. You get caught, I don't care if it's one pitch, one missed free throw.
Yep.
You're banned forever. For life. Yeah. That's it. You don't get to play again.
I would be okay with that.
Contract. You have to do something to incentivize them not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Man.